Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Seth, I like your hair like that.
Like, all like this?
Yeah.
Me too.
That's a nice fade on that, too.
People are always like, you need a haircut. I'm like, you guys don't even understand, man.
Yeah, but you look kind of, I'm like, you're looking like from fucking, but we got a message for you, too.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we got stuff to tell.
All right, well, what's going on? Operation Pigmentation right now. Craig Rio in the house. What's going on, fellas?
Another wonderful day in paradise.
Paradise.
You, Craig, let me hear you again.
Paradise.
Okay, there we go. I just wanted to make sure.
You want to make sure that I have my,
Yeah.
What voice is that? My Arthur Kitt voice?
I don't know who that is. People say you sound like Cat Williams, so.
Cat Williams.
Yeah, he nothing wrong with
nothing
that.
Nothing like Cat Williams.
He sounds
I thought I sounded more like, what's his name? Wolfman Jack.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Well, that's some old guy. That it's an old guy. People tell me that you sound like some radio DJ. I guess I'm just telling my age.
Okay, no, you're all good. So white people stop saying he sounds like Cat Williams. Is that the message right now, Rio?
Yes.
Okay. Guys, where's
Oh, no, we got another message for you.
I got a message for you, so you go first.
Okay, that was just from the barbershop.
Okay.
Bread says, what did Bread say? Oh, okay. I remember. He said pretty much that with the help of us and with the help of what we're doing, you will soon be the shit like we are.
Wait. Now, who is this?
This is our coworker.
Our coworker. Okay. One of the new barbers that I don't know?
Yeah.
And he was talking specifically about me?
Yeah.
Does he listen to this?
Apparently. Yeah.
Apparently. Okay. And so he likes me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And say you got a little more fine tuning to do.
As far as like becoming black or just
no.
like.
No, just fucking.
Just man.
Just man. Manly-ism. Just fucking. Like just when shit. You walk in the room, just you're the fucking shit.
Yeah.
And I just
you're
got
not a fuck boy.
And I got a little tweaking to do to get to that place.
Yeah, just a little smoothing out on some edges and things like that. But that means
see,
that
Bubba
you,
doesn't even call you a fuck boy anymore.
I noticed that. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, because you know what? He knows that
you're
fucking,
not one.
That's right.
Man, I don't know how that happened, but you're
it's
right,
called
Rio.
Called leveling up.
Yeah, that's what you've been doing.
I am fucking
you hang
here.
Out with fucking two awesome guys now.
I really think that gave me a lot of, wouldn't say like street credibility because I'm not out of the streets, but I think it gave me like, it gave me another angle. You know?
You know Colton.
Oh, yeah. You know Colton.
Oh, Colton's the fucking man.
Colton's the shit.
All right, now tell me about this before I find out why my crackhead's not here this week. All right, Juan, Juan from El Salvador. Talk to me about Juan. Tell me the story about when he comes in with the shirt, and then we'll get to when he calls me.
Okay. Juan's the man.
Juan's the man.
Him and little Juan.
Yeah, he's from... Juan from El Salvador.
He kept saying that when I was on the phone. He's like, Juan from El Salvador.
Because everybody think he's Mexican and shit.
He's
he looks
not
Mexican, but
he does look.
He's from El Salvador.
People get very offended when you think that they're Mexican.
Oh, yeah, because right. I was just finna say some real. I was finna say something really bad.
What, now or to him?
No, to just in general. Okay. It was going to be, as my brother would say, that was going to be racist as hell.
But what did you have to say?
I was going to say he's a little tall to be a Mexican.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, he's bigger than a Mexican.
He's bigger.
So tell me what happens. He's rolling in with little Juan, and he's got...
He comes from Tampa.
He comes all the way over.
And you see him, is he wearing the shirt when he comes in?
Yeah, he comes to get a haircut now.
Okay, so tell me just what happens, right, when he first walks
Every
in, you
two
see the
weeks.
Shirt.
He walks in and announces to everybody.
Yeah. He's like, he's got the shirt
And it's
on
a Friday
him.
Afternoon and it's
says,
fucking packed.
I want to participate and help out with the crackhead.
Okay, yep. So...
And he handed me an envelope like we're gangsters.
He handed you an envelope because...
Which means that was premeditated. He already had... He didn't just wing that.
No.
He came in prepared, because he genuinely wanted to help out with the crackhead.
Can I tell you guys, and I've been in broadcasting, streaming, radio, whatever the fuck, podcasting for 20 plus something years, and I've had a lot of things that have happened, shows, you know, when I worked for the lighting, a lot of things that I'm proud of, but I'm telling you, this podcast, because I've had this vision for as long as I've known Craig, and because we've really had it something we've talked about over the last couple years, to have somebody not only listen to the podcast, buy a shirt, then go down and see you guys, on top of that, wants to give us money to give to the crackhead.
Yes.
That's a next level of dedication, guys. Man. Do you see that?
I've never had that level of
We had another phone call from out of town.
In Columbus, Ohio.
What happened? Columbus called you? What'd they want?
Just to make sure we were real.
They listened to the podcast?
Right.
And they fucking called the shop?
Right.
What'd they say?
He fucking looked up the damn number on Google.
He said he genuinely wanted to know if we were real people.
As opposed to what, like AI?
Like it was just basically, no, like, yeah, yeah. AI or we were made up, the barbershop was made up. Or
what, he thinks that I'm that technical savvy where I'm having conversations with two
fake
guys? I don't
know, but I mean, you are white.
That is true.
Yeah, and I mean, and you have
you know
been
your
in
constituents,
the business.
They are known to do stuff like that.
You know that you guys will pull the wool over someone's eyes.
Okay, I like to identify as Jewish when we're having the conversation. I hate that, you know, when you're just white, it's like, it's
bad.
Yeah,
you get a big group.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, and listen, we're
a big group.
We're under fire right now, so. All right, so.
Well, you're like, you Jewish people are under fire, too, so I don't want to, like, rock the boat.
No, you're not rocking the boat.
I don't want to put a target on you.
No, listen, I'm proud to be Jewish.
Okay. You better be.
Yeah. No, you better be.
Oh, damn right,
because I know Mama Kushner will pop you in the back of your head.
We didn't get any of that Passover food.
Oh, you know what? You don't want the Passover.
We do.
Did I tell you what happened? My mom did? My mom, she got, well, they had the brisket and all that shit. It was probably dry. I took a look at it. My mom made a brisket and my Aunt Joy made one. So I think they
You have an Aunt Joy?
I got an Aunt Joy.
My sister's name is Joy.
Is she? Yep. Dude, my aunt's cool as fuck, man. She
is her brisket dry?
I didn't have the brisket because I don't eat brisket anymore.
You don't eat meat.
I don't eat the red meat. But let me tell you this.
Not even the little fat end,
no.
Just to taste it.
You just didn't taste it?
Get a little bit of the juice.
I didn't taste.
Why you didn't take the chicken and rub it around in the beef?
Listen, so let me tell you.
The beef juice.
Can I tell you about the chicken? So I get the chicken, right? And my mom, I was like, all right, yeah, this is good chicken. And I was like, where'd you get this, Mom? And she's like, no, I made it. And I was like, you made it? She's like, yeah, I made it in the air fryer. It's not fucking fried at all. So I was like, what the fuck? Then I look at the chicken and I see like where the big fucking like metal like skewer goes through it. It was a rotisserie chicken from Publix that my mom fucking tried to pass off as something that she fucking made at home in the air fryer.
Well, at least it was good.
It was great.
It was really
good. It
was
Publix,
very tender.
I know it was good.
I mean, it was probably great.
It was actually really, I mean, I'm
good job, Mama Kush.
Yeah,
good job, Mama Kush.
I'm glad she didn't make
I'm
anything.
You, she,
did
is,
you eat the chicken?
Fuck yeah, I did.
That
goddamn
means
right.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
He ate the
Her baby
chicken.
Boy ate Passover food.
All right.
Yeah.
Now let me talk to you guys. Now Juan gave us, and how much was in the envelope, by the
Juan
way?
Juan gave up $60.
$60. How much is crack?
It depends on how much
crack
you can get and who you're getting it from.
And what is your plan?
Give me a roundabout, like if I wanted to.
Okay, not to tell you too much, but this is how it goes.
Okay.
If you're the dealer, you go and buy yours for a certain price, and then you get to cut said piece into smaller pieces. And now sell that. So say I buy one for 10, I can break it, and now I have two 20s.
Okay. All right. I got
okay.
you.
And that's the flip game on crack. That's
there
why
you
it's
go.
So lucrative.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was lucrative. So we got $60. So how much of that do we need for crack, and how much of that can we split
how
amongst
you didn't
ourselves?
I didn't know it was lucrative, and all these crackheads
well,
are
I knew that
around.
Listen, I Pusha T, my favorite rapper of all time. I know that he makes coke. I mean, coke or crack.
Yeah, why does he keep rap about crack?
They've been
all
rapping
these
forever.
Years.
I know how to make it myself. I
you
know how to make
why?
It, send
because
it, sell
it's
it.
It's prevalent.
It is. It is prevalent.
Yeah.
It's just nothing.
It's highly lucrative. When you Very. Can buy one piece and turn it into 20 and 20.
That's $40 off of 10.
No, I got the math.
Got
how
math.
Do I get in the business? Are we in, boys, or we don't
you
sell
don't
that shit?
Go,
we cut
Fuck
hair.
No.
Okay,
hair.
We cut hair.
I spent $12,000 for a cosmetology license out of my pocket.
Yeah.
I cut hair.
He cut hair. We're not fucking around with that crack
no,
at
you
all.
You didn't buy the license.
No,
you paid for school.
I paid for school, but that was how to get the license.
Yeah.
So that came with it.
Yeah, what I'm asking, guys, is there enough money to let you
That's more than enough.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Now, where is the crackhead today, guys?
Okay.
She's
now,
somewhere smoking crack.
See, the problem with crackheads.
I thought there was a guy on tap.
We have multiple.
Her name is, we call her Auntie Unk.
Auntie Unk?
Because you don't know if she's a male or a female.
What the hell, man?
You remember like that shit, that sketch on Saturday Night
Live? Pat.
It's the same kind of gist.
It's Black Pat.
Yeah, she's the crackhead. Pat.
She's
Black Pat.
Is she a she?
Yes. She's a she, but you scratch your head if you look at her.
Is she trying to be a he?
She's trying to be a crackhead.
No, she's trying to be a crackhead.
All right, now what happened? You tried to find Auntie Unk?
We told her the other day about her great crack extravaganza.
Yeah, she stays behind the barbershop.
Yeah, she stayed with the other crackheads.
And you know we had to have more than one option.
I know.
Because these are crackheads.
We still have nothing here.
And even with the promise of crack, doesn't mean the crackhead is going to be there.
Did you tell Auntie Unk to show up today at a certain time and she just didn't?
Yes.
Okay.
And we looked for her.
Okay.
And I knocked on her door. And watch this, because she's a crackhead. She may even be thinking out of her mind that they're setting me up to go to rehab.
What the fuck? You guys don't care that much.
She doesn't know, but she smokes crack.
Is she homeless?
She stays behind the bar.
Would rehab be a better option than being homeless? Or
they can't get no crack in rehab.
What's the point of going up?
What's
the point of going up? Did you know that there's a building near the barbershop that pretty much was a doctor's office?
Okay.
And then all the waiting room, the examining rooms, are now rented rooms.
For crack den?
Pretty much. But yeah, pretty much.
Oh, now that's a business that I would get into.
Okay, listen.
That's the lucrative.
Hey, I'm not going to tell you no lie. It is running rampant in every neighborhood and people don't know it.
And like every neighborhood in the country?
They start out with their sober homes and then eventually they're not.
You've talked to me about this before, Craig.
Yeah,
there's
this dude has 9 rooms with 9 people paying at least $1,000 a month.
To stay in something the size of like a doctor's
office?
Right.
The examining room.
That examining room is there.
You have enough room to get a twin bed maybe, you're going to have to lift it up like you're in college because you got to put a refrigerator and other stuff under your bed because they share a kitchen and one restroom.
And the police are not going to fuck with them people because you just took 9 people off the street.
Yeah.
That would otherwise get a check from the government with a free phone and walking around with income from the government spending it all on crack.
Is that where they, because I was going to ask, like, housing
vouchers.
And what about the thousand, like, can you get money just from the government? Are they people work? Does it do any of them
work?
Well,
they get a government check.
They're pretty much wards of the state.
Or they're fucking mental fucked up, but they're getting a check.
So does Auntie Unk get a check?
Yeah, she get a check.
That's another reason. It's kind of hard to catch them like this time of the month.
Because they just got paid?
Pretty much.
She done smoked all that. Plus, she paid her rent. And whatever was left over, she been smoking good.
Is this why people...
And she's still a woman, so she does
She has men suitors.
Yeah.
Oh,
that come monthly.
She's a hooker.
Call it a trick. Let's keep it at tricking.
It's part of the job of being a crackhead.
Is tricking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's full service?
That's crack.
Nothing is left out. I'm sorry, gents. Wow. I just got to find out.
Everything is on the table.
All right.
Yeah, we don't really want to know what goes
on. Okay, I just am trying to figure out how they make money. Because honestly,
the state gives it to them, and then, it's just kind of like how the thing goes.
Do you have a problem with your tax money going to that? Because I know a lot of people are probably really fucking pissed off right now. I don't necessarily care.
I'm not one of those ones that always bitch and whine about where my tax money is going. Because for one, I didn't want them to take the tax money to begin with. So, I mean, you already robbed me of it and took it.
And how am I going to be upset
about
how I spend it?
Why do I give a fuck what you doing with it?
Yeah. I shouldn't matter what I spend it on.
I mean, if you really cared about my opinion, you should have asked before you took it.
Yeah, at that point, you already got it.
The fuck?
Yeah. That's you know, Rio, you have such a great way of like breaking something down in just like such a simplistic way that I didn't look at it. It's like when I used to go to therapy, my therapist would kind of just reframe something and it would totally change my perspective. And you do that, man. You're right. People should not really worry about their tax money goes.
Who's the shit?
Because
it's already gone.
We want to hold on to it.
We wasn't fucking down. Yeah, they didn't give us a voter's registration card.
Would you feel better if you knew where it was going?
Know what the taxes is.
Would you feel better if you had a say in where it was going? It's still gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
What would you say? I'd rather it goes to the elephants.
I'd rather it go to the local strip bars.
Or I'd rather it goes to the local crackheads.
Well, you know, a lot of people probably wouldn't allot their money to the local crackheads, so it's probably best that they divide it up and, you know, just keep taking it.
Well, think
it from
about
us.
How much better it would be if you already supplied the crackhead and everything. They wouldn't, the crime rate would go down.
Yeah.
Homeless rate would go down.
You're saying supply them with crack.
But supply them with everything they need, fund their lifestyle.
That's pretty much that's what
with
they're
the
doing
tax
now.
Money.
Okay,
they're doing it now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of therapists,
people be like, I don't want them fuckers paying my fucking tax money, paying for these fucking crackheads. Like they're already doing it.
Too late. Doing. Mike Epps said his
you
therapist.
You don't have to say so.
Mike Epps said his therapist said, Mike, why do you like cocaine so much? And Mike said, I like the way it smells.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Oh my God, he has a great therapist.
Did you guys check out the Cat Williams special on Netflix with the Tom Brady roast? Was any of that on your radar?
Nah.
You guys hear about it or you don't care?
Nah, we'll get around
I don't
to
hear
it.
Any kind of debauchery or anything.
Nowadays, it's just if it's not great and scandalous, it really doesn't.
I mean, what are we watching? Like, are we
watching sports?
All yeah.
Baseball's
yeah,
in
man,
full
we're loaded
swing.
Right now, buddy.
Yeah, baseball's in full swing. Basketball's in full swing.
Yeah.
It's plenty of sports.
Stuff going
yeah,
on.
I don't know what
we got. You the UFL.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about
some good
that.
Football.
You're watching that?
Yeah, I'm watching that.
It's better than.
It's football.
Are you
it's
betting football. On it, Craig?
Nah.
Yeah, you
nah.
are.
Nah.
Do they have it as an option to bet on?
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can bet on them.
Yeah, I don't know, but I guess I
and
assume so.
The DC Defenders. They have the most bestest gimmick that you can ever come up with for fandomship in a fucking football game.
What are they
game.
Fucking doing?
They have the beer snake.
Oh, okay.
The beer snake is that is
what
the
is
single
the fuck
most.
What the is a beer snake?
It's fucking awesome. It's fan participation
have,
at
I
its
have
finest.
No knowledge of the beer snake.
It's kind
of
it's for frat boys, but you pretty much just everybody that takes their empty beer cup at a game and you just stack it, Craig.
Oh, till they just gets as long as possible.
Till everybody
Until
in the fucking
it's about to fall over the top of the stadium.
Right. Till everybody in the whole fucking section 117 is holding this thing.
I want to be a part of it.
Dude, and they tried to stop the beer snake at one game.
They're
and them motherfuckers went nuts.
I
those 10 people that was at the game went nuts.
I know they were
How
doing
many
it.
People?
10.
I know they were doing it at Wrigley Field for a while, and I think that they would come and they would confiscate the beer snake. So, I mean, you would have to spend a significant amount of money on the
I
beer.
I bought the cup.
You're on top of it then.
You're not going to take my property.
You're not taking my beer snake.
Can you tell me why, Rio, this football is so good? Because I just find it hard to watch when it's not professional.
No, well, because this is what you can say.
I mean, $12,000 a week, I'd say that's professional.
That's pretty professional.
That's professional, but I just...
Yeah.
If it's not professional, why
and
aren't you playing?
A lot of these
playing?
People were in the league or
Or you're
going to
see why they're not in the league.
And they actually get it. It's, when I was fucking coming out of college and high school, these wasn't options. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now it's like not everybody's going to make it to the NFL. Nobody,
but a 24-year-old with a dream.
You can at least make $12,000 a
you
week.
You could be in the Birmingham Bison or somebody.
Right.
You feel me? Saying? ASAP and make 12 and grand a week.
Make $120,000 in 10 weeks. What,
16 weeks or so? I mean,
they
that's
got 10
not
games,
bad
so
money.
You got 10, 12 weeks of football.
The preseason probably, yeah. A workout.
So, and that $12,000 a week. $120,000 in 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Then the rest good. Of the,
that's
the rest
that
of the
wasn't
year
an option
you can cut
for me
hair.
In 97, that wasn't an option for me.
That's why a lot of people, when they found out that Caitlin Clark was making like $80,000 a year, they were going like, oh, God, I feel badly for her. She works 4 months out of the year. She gets free housing, free car.
How do you feel bad about
that? I don't feel bad about that.
Well, people compare it to what people make.
The only thing I feel bad about is the billions of dollars everybody else made off that girl. And she didn't get nothing.
They're still making it, though. She got
$80,000.
She did. Did you hear about the Nike deal she signed?
No.
Yeah, I think she got 28. Yeah, 28 million or something like that.
Yeah, so.
That's sweet.
So sweet.
She knew that she would make it up on the backside. Like, I don't think she was worried about getting $80,000 to play 4 months of basketball out of the year.
Who fucking gives a fuck? They didn't tell you about all the other back end deals she probably had.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but still, if anybody should feel sorry, the fucking lowballed her ass and didn't give her more.
Yeah,
that's just the standard for WNBA. It's just because it hasn't been profitable at all. So it's
when you have a league that only profits this, then you guys make this.
Oh, she's only getting $80,000 from the
WNBA.
Fever.
Yeah, the Fever. Yeah,
she should. Oh, that's her fault.
Well, I still feel bad because
signed it.
Is that bad? Is that 8 grand bad for 4 months? I mean, out of the year, she plays 40 games. I mean.
That's fucking great.
Just the hype that she came in with. You a number one overall pick.
But listen, she's only getting $80,000 from the league, but she's getting $28 million from Nike.
That ain't got shit to do with it.
Well, if the WNBA had more Caitlin Clarks, it would be maybe profitable, and they'd be able to pay these girls more than $80,000.
Bottom line is, nobody watches this shit.
You got to start with one.
Nobody watches this shit. I agree, Craig.
Bottom line, so nobody watches this,
We got Angel Reese in here. We got
who made more money in college than she will in the NBA.
And that's why she stayed in school last year. Yeah. She said, I'd make more money
in
college.
She said, I made $1 million.
And look, good for these girls that are realizing it, that they're going to stay in there. But I don't want it to seem like they're destitute because they play in the NBA.
No, they need to stop that.
Well, I mean, you also got to look at it like there's like no other alternative thing. The only alternative they have is overseas.
Well, we saw how that worked out.
Exactly.
And did you see, guys, by the way, Brittany Griner, I don't know if you ever talked about her. She's got a new memoir coming out. So.
Ew. Yeah, I don't want to hear nothing about it.
Are you not slightly interested in her time in the Russian prison?
No. Hell
you know
no.
why?
You don't
know
feel
why
bad.
I feel
you
about
like,
no.
You
no.
like weed.
No.
You like weed.
We love all give a fuck. Guess love what it. She was supposed to be over there doing? Playing basketball for $2 million.
So shut the fuck up.
And you fucked
do
up.
Do your job.
You,
you know what they really were
job.
Mad about more than anything?
Up. Oh, fucking well.
You
bitch,
know what
you
they
want to
get?
$2 million,
this is what
bitch.
I really think.
I don't feel
they
sorry
really
for you
think
one bit.
That we paid $2 million to a girl, and now you're bringing back a man.
Okay.
So the Russian people were like, hey, look, bitch, you're steady trying to be a fucking dude. And then the rest of the league is going to be talking
Russians,
about.
Russians, they don't like that shit.
That's
over
right.
There.
They don't play
they
that. And then the
that
and then they're going to be like, look, you're playing against girls.
And they
you're
still
a
say
fucking
that
man.
The fucking damn Russians still say, look, we're going to give you $2 million to come over here and play girls, women's basketball.
But no, you got to go and get a dick.
Now you got to go and you got to traffic weed. They say it was a pen. It was a little bit. Bitch, you know the rules.
How about this?
You know the goddamn rules.
You,
how about this?
You can't go over to Russia for fucking 4 months and not smoke weed.
Okay, how about this?
Yeah, if but you can't that, traffic it either.
If you're that great of a player, if you're that great of a player, you say, you guys know I have to have my stuff there when I get there. Mm.
So that's on
and
the team.
And you know
to get
that
it?
They probably have concierge that accommodates all of that shit. Yeah.
The problem they had
the problem
is you have a dick now.
Well, she, Brittany Griner has a dick?
She's working on it.
Is she?
She's working on it.
Wait, is this, are you guys, is this just.
Did you see the video? I mean, the interview.
I've seen her,
when she talked like this.
It seems like her voice got deeper.
Not just deeper.
And people with voices like that, don't we all have penises?
A
lot
of us. Working on.
And
so
she,
those
she
people
wants
were
one.
Upset. You're
and
taking
there's nothing
our,
wrong with you wanting one.
That's
but you
your
also
business.
Have to check the temperature of your environment. Like, goddamn it,
you're playing
I'm black.
Women's basketball.
I'm not going to go to a KKK rally and expect equal rights or anything.
Bottom line,
I'm going to get what's coming to me.
You're
if
not
going
to come
a
to their country.
Rally, and you go over here to them. You already know, goddamn it, that we already beefing with Russia. It's been beef since the 1950s. They've been beefing.
And they
since the goddamn first little satellite, Sputnik. When they sent Sputnik out there and shit, man, all hell broke loose.
As a matter of fact, you know what? Nobody talks about that angle.
Yeah, but damn it, Brittany, you should have known that. Your ass went to fucking Baylor. They told you the same shit they told me in college.
You went to college.
And it's beef. There's beef, real beef with Russia. Yep. So you get over here and you act like you in the land of the free. You not. You is in fucking Russia and they don't gonna go for this shit.
Yeah.
And you.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required. Equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You're changing your body.
They accept it and bought your ass over, bought you $2 million, gave you $2 million. Say you can still be a bulldogger, but just keep a motherfucking lid on that shit.
But
then
no.
What you do? You think just because you got a voice in America and all the gays can the gay rights and shit, and you can go on the goddamn people playing with a bunch of weed and shit.
And guess what? They shut that shit down.
They shut that shit down.
So there's I feel like as guys that use weed, like I fly with it and stuff like that. I mean, it's really no big deal at this point. I'm not encouraging it at all, but I mean, I'm going there, you know, no problem flying back and forth to wherever. But I just felt, I was like, I sympathize with the fact that you're going somewhere that doesn't have weed. Like, I don't think you could find weed in Russia. Like, I don't know how.
That's a fucking lie.
You can find weed in Russia.
You can find weed,
anywhere
crack,
on this planet.
Cocaine.
Weed is indigenous to this planet. You can find
everywhere.
It.
They
and
drink.
Everybody smokes it.
They drink. I just
if they drink like that, there's cocaine.
Every country I've been in,
there's
I've
drugs.
Smoked weed.
Me too.
And didn't bring any.
Yeah, there's drugs.
And I've been in several countries.
Okay, what's one that would really shock me? The country that you were in that would have weed? Because Russia, I would cross Russia off the map. All of it.
I just assumed that if I go anywhere, I know.
I've been to the Bahamas. They got weed in there.
They have weed everywhere, man.
I've been to Jamaica a few times. They got plenty of weed.
All right, but I'm talking like you
Mexico.
Go, I'm talking you go to Iceland. Like, you're going to get some fucking weed?
What the fuck would I be going to Iceland for?
You talked about banging.
Okay, but they listen, anywhere where they have real tourism, there's going to be weed.
There's going to be weed.
Okay.
There's no tourism in Russia.
If Americans are showing up, yeah.
Is there tourism in Moscow? So if you go to Moscow,
I'm pretty sure you can catch a vacation and do a tour, but I mean, it's not like we all signing up to do
it. I used to work at the museum downtown for the, I don't know if you remember that, Seth, for the Czars.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have a question. When this guy, Mr. Fabergé, was making all these beautiful fucking eggs, with all these diamonds, rubies, and all this other shit.
He was high as fuck on drugs.
Where the fuck was everybody else in Russia doing? Where the fuck does he have gold and rubies and all this shit to make?
And put on a fucking egg.
Back in the
what
days.
What was you doing? You was just what sitting around you and said, was just like,
I want to make a jeweled egg.
I want to put some diamonds on an egg.
He had to be on weed.
You think that's a weed thing? I feel like that might be a shroom thing.
That's some alien shit.
Yes, that's some real
out of this
psychedelic shit.
Think about that.
He was high his goddamn mind.
What the fuck made him make all them fucking eggs?
Yeah, I love that we bring up things that I never would have even dreamed of.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And they make a big fuss about the Fabergé egg. Like, that's some big shit.
Listen, man, them people had, I'm talking about these eggs, I looked at them every night. I worked the 11 to 7 shift, and I used to go back there and say to myself, back then, it's hot as fuck, y'all ain't got no air conditioning, and you sitting around finna make a golden, jeweled fucking egg. Why?
I mean, what was going on in your life at the time that made you think that that was a good idea?
Someone please answer that for us. If anybody
please,
has them, yeah.
I was just sitting around like, I'm finna chisel out this goddamn rock.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give my czar the most beautiful egg ever.
Here's an egg, buddy. Here. Just standing there smiling and shit like, here you go, buddy.
Why he didn't put any of those jewels in his teeth?
You know, they used to do that too. Back in the day, they did that. It was a sign of freedom.
What, putting the jewels in the teeth?
Putting gold on your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we know the first person to do that? Is
no,
that like
I
a trailblazer?
I don't know the origin of it, but I
believe
know.
It was somebody. Well, for slavery and back in the days, it was a sign of freedom. But I believe the first people were probably the Spanish Aztec people back then.
What about
Black
gay
people?
What about gay pilgrims? Do you think they were fucking rocking some gold up in there?
No, they were chicklets? Sweating with fucking stockings on and wigs.
They
the
no
dumbest shit
gold.
Ever.
They weren't even interested in gold.
I'm until, so tired of that fucking
until
whole
the Wild Wild West came out and they went out there and killed all them Indians and took their land and shit.
Oh,
the Indians that ain't even damn Indians.
The people that were here.
Yeah, because yeah. they wasn't in India. They called them Indians because they thought they were in India.
I love the, I got to get a make sure we talk about the pilgrims at least once a week.
The pilgrims are fucking amazing.
I feel like we talked about this a little last week, and we talked about how rappers really aren't scary anymore. And then this really escalated over the last week with Drake and Kendrick Lamar going at it. Kendrick Lamar dropping like 17 songs.
This is the only.
In one night. Do you have any fucking thing else to do with your life?
This is the, you know what this is? This is the sign that this is the only way to sell records.
We talked about this. You said they're both in on it, but I don't know if you guys saw.
This is the only way to sell records.
There was a shooting at Drake's. I don't know if you guys saw. Somebody got shot at Drake's house.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Well, who cares? Okay.
You guys have fucking money out of this world.
That shit might have not even been real.
All this shit can be staged.
Yeah, they are.
Simply for us to talk about.
They're entertainers.
For us to listen to these songs because nobody wants to hear the crack rap that the youngsters are listening to.
Don't want to hear all that mumble.
So here it is. You can at least understand these two guys, and it's like watching a fucking heavyweight fight. And right now, Kendrick is kicking your ass.
Really? I thought when Drake leaked that he had an 11-year-old daughter and then all those pill bottles and shit and Kendrick took the bait, I thought that really
you know,
elevated
that reminds
Drake.
Me of,
that sounds like a soap
sounds
opera.
Like 7th grade student council battles.
Yeah, this sounds
we
like
had
a soap opera.
Student
is.
Council.
Your mom is on pills.
And your
they're like,
mom.
You beat your wife. Oh, you're hiding a kid. Oh, you fuck, your dad molested you. It's like, you're not really black. I mean, like, that's what it is.
Yeah. Like, come on.
But I've listened to every fucking song, man, and I don't want to. Like, I don't want to be involved in this anymore.
It's ridiculous. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Seth. When you start becoming more like us, you'll find more time to get money than to be worried about this bullshit.
This foolishness.
No, and listen, you guys have heard the songs, right, or no?
Yeah, I heard a few of them.
Yeah, okay. It's
I'm
not that
important.
I'm listening
to them because I be having other shit to do.
I get money.
Listen, I'm trying to get money, guys. I mean, go to BubbaArmyStore.com. Get yourself an Operation Pigmentation
shirt. And don't forget to come by Latin Sons Family Hair Care, South St. Petersburg, Florida. 2400 MLK Street South. Because guess what? You get to see me and Rio in our real deal
careers. Yes, in the flesh. Or just call up and talk to the guys.
Hey, man, yeah. We're always open to that, man. But like I say, Seth, the more and more that you find ways to make you and Phoebe comfortable.
Yes.
The more and more you won't even worry about this rap bullshit. Because you'd rather listen to, I mean, you know what I found out?
It is something to talk about. It is a conversation stick. And the fact that we are podcasting, this is
part of our duty now.
However, it's nothing.
Then we've done our due diligence.
Yeah.
And now fuck them.
And I'll be in.
Now, if they decide to donate a few dollars to the podcast, Operation Pigmentation.
Or they could come and
then
visit.
We'll really start giving a fuck about their beef. Yeah, I'll choose a side.
I'll dissect the whole thing.
I might even choose a side.
Me too. I'll even go into counting bars for bars.
Wow. I will stop telling people out loud that I think that Drake won since it sounds like I'm not trying to get money. Can I ask you guys a question? Rudy Gobert, we were talking about the NBA playoffs. They're fucking great. Yeah, Nuggets down 0-2 right now.
They're
going to
get swept.
I think they are, man. Anthony Edwards is really, I mean, the comparisons to Michael Jordan are wild.
Wow. No, it's not.
I've seen it.
I'm not going to really say that he's
the boy's awesome.
The boy's just awesome.
Oh, I don't want to suck on a lemon.
Yeah.
Because he's just awesome.
Yeah, he's just awesome. He's like clock, shock, bam.
Bam.
Yeah.
So we're,
if you want the Oscar Mayer, holla at Rudy.
Rudy Gobert?
Holla at Rudy Gobert, man. If you want to holler.
Holla at them boys.
And get the Oscar Mayer.
That's going down. Holla at the championship this year.
All right, let me tell you, Rudy Gobert, who's on the Wolves right now, he missed the game last night for the birth of his child. I wanted to see if you guys think missing a playoff game is going to see the birth of your child is a good reason to miss a playoff game.
If they would have lost, then I would have tore into him. But they won, so
And I believe if they did lose, he was going to come back with such a viciousness.
No, that's not in him.
That's how they go bear.
He's gonna come back with the go bear.
No, you seen him crying when Draymond Green choked his ass.
Was that right this year or last?
That was a few months ago.
I'm trying to toughen him up a little bit, man. You don't want to toughen him up
shit
a little
out
bit.
His ass. He was up there crying like, nothing to him.
I do nothing.
I just play basketball. This man is crazy.
Rio, you stupid.
So, yeah, all this insinuating that he's going to come back with a vengeance.
You know what? You're right.
Better be glad that goddamn Anthony Edwards boy don't need his motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
And he went out there and he did his thing. Because if they would have lost, listen here. You know Stephen A. Smith would have been on these people TV talking cash shit.
They got Anthony.
But they won. And they won convincingly. It wasn't like a fluke-ass win. They went out there and beat
they
the
dominated.
Shit out there.
They dominated. They took them behind the shed.
They had Jamal Murray throwing shit on the court.
What is he threw a fucking heat pack? I don't even know what a heat pack is.
He lost it.
He just lost his cool.
You know, it's over.
It's over.
That was equivalent to him throwing in the towel.
I guess at any series, anybody could win. Denver's been very, very good the last few years.
No, they've just been fortunate enough
to get into the playoffs.
In the Western Conference. Yep. Which was kind of down. It's not a dominant.
And they back during the playoffs every year.
I give them their little respect. They won their shit last year. But had they won and run into a real, real Miami team or a real Celtic team.
Even Jimmy Butler would have slowed
that shit down. If they had a real loaded Miami team, that would have been a very good series.
Yeah,
Miami just really hasn't had enough. And Pat
they backed their way in. They limped
into
the
playoffs.
And they
limped in. Yeah, they needed a healthy. Yeah, they weren't supposed to be there.
So
they
Denver kind of lucked up.
They needed a healthy Jimmy.
Yeah. If they'd have played the Celtics, it wouldn't have been no fucking sweep.
Right.
But Denver's not that great of a team to me. I always knew they wasn't going to repeat.
But Jokic is... it's hard to say that he's not one of the best, three or four players in the league.
He is.
He's a great player. He's in the top five right now.
His weight, his height, his footwork,
fundamentals.
He's
going to need some help.
But as far as a team, when we talk about the NBA, we're talking about the team. He's awesome. But his team is not as awesome as he is.
Right.
He needs a couple.
And if you let him just score his points and shut down everybody else, you're up 2-0 on their ass going back to Minnesota. Yeah. Mm. Look
so
at that hill.
Who's going to be in the finals then? You think it's Minnesota's going all the way?
Minnesota, Boston.
What about that Dallas-Oklahoma City series that starts tonight?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Really?
Neither
guys,
one of them can beat Minnesota.
Hold on, guys. Hold
Neither one of them will beat Minnesota.
Guys, hold on. OKC, they were the number one seed in the West, okay?
Cannot beat that Edwards boy.
Shea Gilgeous, beat that boy. SGA, Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams. Okay, then we've
Anthony
got...
Anthony Edwards.
What about with Dallas right now with fucking Kyrie and Luka? Have you seen what Kyrie did
Kyrie
tonight?
Kyrie is a pussy.
Yeah, well, Kyrie that's going to fizzle out.
That's going to fizzle out. He's
Kyrie's 75 years old.
You guys don't... You didn't see him the other day with the fucking handles?
That was like, that was a fucking...
That's the first time he did that in how long?
In how long?
Like, Jesus, Lord.
Listen, the last time we really talked about Kyrie Irving, we were talking about Jalen Rose.
Come on.
Oh, no, we were talking about Kyrie a couple years ago when he sent
that's
out the
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Right. That's right.
Don't fucking matter.
All right. Listen,
exactly.
I could talk to you guys about the NBA all day. I love it. I'm a big fan of Oklahoma City, so I like watching them. They're fun. But I think the whole West is really exciting right now. I think the East is what's bringing down the NBA. We've got what? We've got Cleveland and Indiana, and then we got Boston and who the fuck's Boston
the
playing?
Knicks. No, I'm just
the
playing.
Knicks.
I'm playing.
Nah,
but
yeah.
The Knicks are playing the Pacers.
The Pacers. That's actually going to be a good series.
Man, if you remember back in the day, I think when Jordan sat out, it was the Knicks and the Pacers Eastern Conference.
That's right.
Yeah, and
that's when Reggie scored 30 million points in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The good old days.
The good old days.
I don't even give it. You guys know I'm a Chicago guy. I like seeing the Knicks have a good team. I don't know why. I don't give a shit about New York, but it just makes basketball better, I feel like.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You guys agree or no?
I agree. I can roll with that.
Yeah.
You like Brunson?
I can roll with that.
Yeah, I like him. I love him.
Okay.
He's awesome.
Good player. Seems like a good dude.
Good dude.
All right. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
I just want to give a shout out to Ronald Acuna for getting the stolen base record, because the Atlanta Braves are the best.
What is the record? What do you get, Craig?
He has the team stolen base record.
Jeez. Yeah. He's been in the league like 5 years.
Like 5 minutes.
Who had it? Did Deion Sanders have it? Or was
I'm not sure if Deion had it.
Okay.
I think it was somebody else. But you know what's crazy? They say his younger brother is better.
Oh, Luis Angel Acuna?
Yeah. They say that he's a little.
Luis Angel Acuna.
Angel Acuna.
But the only thing about that is you got a lot to step up to now.
It's tough to get compared to anybody if you're getting compared to your brother, who's
especially
best player in baseball. Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. But no, he's on the Mets. I know that he was on Texas and they traded him last year. So
hopefully he pans out.
Yeah, hopefully he pans out. And there's another one too.
There's another one.
There's another Acuna. So yeah. they're not
maybe
coming.
The Rays should look into getting him.
Get an Acuna?
Yeah, because the Rays need to get something. They need to do something.
What?
This
shit
is not looking good for us this year, Seth.
You feel like it's kind of a flat team? You like the uniforms, though?
Oh, uniforms fucking
fly.
Kick ass.
Yeah.
They're fucking fly.
I'm going to get a jersey.
Yeah.
They're fucking fly.
I will say I wanted to hate them, but I really
did. You actually know they were supposed to debut those jerseys when they played the Atlanta Braves?
No. What stopped them from doing that?
They saw them in the paper and everybody wanted to see them now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. Hey, did he break? Was it Rafael for calls? Did he have the record for stolen bases with the Braves?
He might have.
The name popped into my head. I'm going to have to check
it
later.
He might have. I'm not sure, but I just know that goddamn Acuna boy and that Harris boy. Boy, I love
Michael Harris Jr.
Oh, man, I love
that boy is awesome, too.
He's awesome. He can suck on a lemon, too.
Yeah. What are you ready for Junior Caminero to get called up for the Rays Rio? Like what's the
Rays?
They need to do something.
Right, they need a spark.
I mean, goddamn it. I can go out there and pitch better than that. Fuck. Just shit. Like damn it, man.
It's getting bad.
I can pitch for way cheaper.
Yeah.
Probably get a little better results.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting bad. It's early in the season, and it's bad.
Nobody, Savali, I thought he was going to be actually good when we got him from fucking...
Manzardo.
All of them.
Cleveland, yeah.
Nobody's fucking doing nothing. They're sucking
like they
ass.
They came here to retire.
God damn it. And then you got goddamn Snell over there in San Diego.
Skyballing.
Cy Youngs and shit.
Skyballing.
And another boy. The boy that we had last year, the damn Dodgers got a glass now.
Yeah, that was
our ace. How the fuck you let him walk?
They didn't want to pay him like $25 million, so they got.
And that was cheap.
Yeah,
that's Jesus.
It's pitching. I mean, pitching your
for the starter.
Yeah,
for the face of your. He only wanted $25 million.
Yeah, they had a. Well, he was under contract.
They've been cheap for so long. They can pay somebody.
Well, it's worked out. Like it
well, works. It's not working this year.
It works like 60-70% of the time.
Then you got goddamn our good buddy. He decided to go and rape the damn 14-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah,
Wanda Franco ass.
Yeah,
we'll never get a new stadium like this.
I mean, come on, guys. They said that there was going to be a stadium built in 2027.
There will never be a stadium with us playing.
There's not going to be a stadium just in general. No one's coughing up the cash.
Because they even broke ground.
Because exactly. Look at.
They didn't even put an X on the spot and like. This
yeah,
is what
they
we're
don't even
do
have. They don't even have the place where they're going to do it at.
Right.
But I mean, ultimately, if the team doesn't even look like they have a promising future. It's definitely not going to be a stadium.
I think the Rays always have a promising future because the way that they...
Because they play in the MLB or
well,
what?
Well, no, because the way that they develop prospects, like I said, the way that they go about business, I mean, not spending a lot of money is something that is...
They're the best frugal team in the league.
They're the best, one of the best frugal teams in sports, I think. Yes. But if they decided they wanted to spend an extra 20 or 30 and get a pitcher, yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt. I just don't think that's in the plans anytime soon.
So you
got to roll with what they got.
Then take that
money and buy a stadium.
or
put it on the field.
Cheapen up them fucking box seats.
You know what?
So
that's
us little
right.
people can buy.
Let
it.
A brother
that's
get
right.
in there is what
that's
you're
right.
saying.
God
Listen,
damn it.
Me and Rio have this dream that the Rays and the Braves will play in the World Series. And one day.
You'll be in a suite?
One day, yeah, Rio and I will have a suite in Tropicana.
Yep. With our name on it.
With our name on the door.
Maybe we can get there. I mean, maybe
we're trying to get there now.
We could all do that.
I
can't wait to the day, Seth, that one day we're going to be in here saying, hey, don't forget to get your water. From such and such.
Then we got a water endorsement.
Well, you know, I'm just leaving the door open.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
listen.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
listen. I'm ready.
I'm ready, man. If you want, hey, listen, anybody you want to, hey, I'm your guy.
You want to advertise on the podcast?
I have no problem sticking it in that you can go down and get a quality haircut at 2400 MLK Street South, St. Petersburg. The same way I just plugged that, I could be plugging
and
you.
And we sell waters there, too.
You.
And hand sanitizer.
And hand sanitizer.
And we will be down there June 15th. It's a Saturday. I think we'll be down there for like 12 to 2 maybe or something like that. We're going to have the cash cube. You guys have vendors coming by. I think we're going to bring some food here. So I'm looking forward to it. Is the neighborhood ready?
Yeah.
The neighborhood's always ready for free stuff.
You going to clear out the crackheads before we show up?
No, they're going to be around.
They're going to find a way to come
around.
They're
going to be around.
Oh, they will?
But it's kind of in the middle of the day, so it's kind of like.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, I know they're
new. Yeah, you know, they have a downtime.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having roaches at your house.
Yeah, vampires and shit.
Yeah, you know, so then, you know, when it gets a little late in the evening, they start moving around.
Oh, yeah. Well,
coming back out.
We'll be long gone by then.
Right. So you should be out.
Yeah, you should be out.
Thanks, guys.
But by then, you should have met Auntie Unk.
I would. Can I tell you, I'd like to meet Auntie Unk on the show because it's just.
We're going to try. It's anything short of kidnapping.
Dog, this is going to shoot your ratings through the roof.
Yeah, we're going to get it down.
That's what we need the next level.
We're going to level up.
You're going to be able to really get into the mind of a crackhead.
I want to get inside the mind of Auntie Unk.
Auntie Unk.
Help me out, guys.
We're gonna help us out.
Choke the shit out of her when I get back.
As if we can find her.
God damn it. What the fuck
you
is wrong
You have one
with
job.
You?
Stay home.
And smoke crack. The one time that somebody is rooting for you to smoke some fucking crack, you don't show up.
You don't show up. How does this happen? How does this happen?
You know good goddamn well you ain't had no crack since yesterday.
And if you did, it wasn't gonna be like free crack.
Ain't nothing like free crack.
So you guys, listen,
they call it frack.
You take care of the free crack.
Frack.
And then you keep the rest of the money from Juan, okay?
Okay. Hey, that was kind of our plan anyway. No, I'm just pushing. But yeah, we'll make sure that we get the frack.
Okay. And then, yeah, you guys hold the
and
rest.
Bring her. Is she going to smoke it in here or outside of the bushes?
I'll talk to Bubba.
I personally don't want her to smoke
me
it.
Me neither. Okay. It stinks.
Okay. I don't know if it stinks or not. Yeah, she can do it.
That's a smell you don't want to have.
Yeah, because you might get to be able to get a reaction.
Get rid of it.
No, okay.
Yeah, like you might be able to see her transform like in the bushes. To coming inside.
Okay.
Yeah, once you get in, we can get her on over there on the couch and she can talk.
Oh,
yeah.
you want to keep her on the couch?
Yeah, we do not want her getting too comfortable.
This is the talent area.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's not in the talent.
She's not a part of
should
the
we
talent.
Have, should I have somebody else? Should I have somebody else here that day to just kind of keep an eye on her?
No.
Okay.
She'll be good.
Us and the crack, she's good.
She's going to be focused.
And she's not really big. She's little.
She's okay.
Yeah, right. Little itty-bitty little fucking thing.
How much for a trick if I wanted one?
You'll have to discuss that with her.
Okay. We know no prices.
Yeah, we don't even discuss that.
I have $17.
I had to convince Craig that she actually does trick.
I try not to
because
believe
you
it.
Look at her and you're like, I'm like, motherfucker, she smoked crack.
Bitch. I don't believe anything nobody puts possible. Their penis in her.
Yeah, until he went over there one day.
No, I just watched this same dude dudes. Comes. Oh, yeah, that one morning we saw two dudes come out of there.
She
but
was
there's one
hard.
Guy that comes every month.
Mm-hmm.
On a bicycle. He locks his bike up, goes inside, take care of his business. Couple hours later, he comes out, and I guess he's good till next month. Almost threw up. Almost threw
up. That's a lot to handle. When you told me the two guys came out of the bushes, that was I really started to get depressed. So this is supposed to be an uplifting podcast, so we're going to have to end it here before we hear more.
Yeah, we're going too dark.
Yeah, we got Auntie Unc. We'll get dark when she's in here. But
yeah, let's
now,
go back. Positive vibes. Yeah,
she'll tell you. You'll get it for live out the horse's mouth.
Oh, fuck. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks to all our fans. Straight
we love
up.
You.
We love you guys.
I love you guys, too.
Peace.
The fans and you.
That's real.
Oh, man, guys.
Oh, man, y'all are silly, man.
That was awesome.
Y'all are fucking silly, man.
And we was finally, I made it through the whole live show.
Without dying. Phone
without
made
the phone dying.
Oh. His phone made it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And you don't know how to act now.
I had like four people
watching home. Yeah. Your girl was watching.